about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love this article. I'm looking at USA Today. And they have an article written by Craig Wilson, the do's and don'ts for Santa Claus. Apparently some of you are going to be this month dressing up as Santa Claus as a job, or some of you have already been Santa as and been hired on to be Santa this Christmas. I mean, unfortunately, your job may end December, 26th, but here's some do's and don'ts, okay? Don't forget, if you are going to be Santa, just remember you need to encourage children to be good. Remember, Santa always has a list, the naughty list and the nice list. Be careful going into naughty. Sometimes the parents are listening, and they may think there may be too many innuendos there. So just comment on the good. They say you have to, if you're going to be Santa this year, okay, or one of the Santas out there, encourage children to have fun and to help spread Christmas cheer. Sing Christmas carols for all to hear. This is USA Today. I guess they don't want you to lose your job by doing something wrong, right? They say if you're going to show up to parties and events, be prepared and on time. Don't be bringing in a paper or plastic bag from Albertsons. You need a genuine Santa sack, okay? Don't forget. Don't forget the gloves. Don't forget the glasses. Don't forget the hat. You know, make sure, I would also recommend, have that smell of, I think there's like a Christmas potpourri smell you could kind of, put on, or gingerbready. I would probably, something that smells really good. You know, because Santa, I mean, well, he'll look, he'll sound, he'll smell of Christmas. Don't forget to have a good smell. We don't want to smell your Jack and Coke or your scotch straight up, okay, with a beer chaser. All right. Hey, I know some of you, that you got the gig as being Santa. And I'm like, dude, don't forget to brush your teeth. I'm like, I'm going to brush my teeth. I'll be good. I'll be good. They say, remember that children pay close attention to everything. And they understand more than you think. So be careful what you say and do. You are going to have more scrutiny than a politician. Okay, so if you need to scratch your butt, you gotta do that in private. Remember, you are on and you are on. If you think you have to slip away to go to the bathroom or whatever, say, I think Miss Claus is calling me. I need to talk to her privately and get good reception to the North Pole or something. I don't know, okay? But, don't talk about your hemorrhoids flaring up. Don't say you're having prostate problems and the urinary stream isn't going. Okay, kids don't understand that they're gonna be watching every move. If they see you eyeing, right, the bar, you got to be careful. Now, what you could do is you could talk to parents, and I mean, if you really want to have a good time at this party and you don't care that you're losing your job the next day because it's December 26th, I mean, maybe you could, talk dad into allowing to include you in a holiday toast. But honestly, if you could just get through the few hours without having alcohol. But like I said, the kids are going to be watching. They're going to look at what you're looking at. They're going to be, and remember, you got to be safe. Santa Clausy, you're an actor. For those of you that have never acted, you really have to be immersed in the part. Now, what are some Santa don'ts? According to USA Today, don't ever promise a child she'll get what she asks for. All right, that's a tough one. See, I've never been Santa, so what do you do if a kid hops on your lap and says, I want the Ted movie, right? I know you're going to say, that's a little bit R-rated. I don't think you're allowed to have that one. I'm not sure. I'm sure, your employer is going to prepare you for that. What are you supposed to do if a kid asks for something? And, I want a brand new house. I don't know what you're supposed to say. I think you just go, and what else? I want to hear everything you want for Christmas. Everything you want. Oh, those are fine choices. Oh, you are so, let's do our picture and go on to the next kid. Maybe you could say that. I don't know. I'm sure you guys know better, those of you who have been Santa. They say, don't ever embarrass a child who might have had an accident. If you are at the mall and a kid sits on your lap and takes a poop, don't embarrass, just, you know, say, oh, Santa's going to take a little break, I'm going to get you back to mommy, and then go take a break, which is why I would probably recommend have a blanket on your lap. I would have a very, you know, when my kids were little, we used to line their beds with those waterproof layers, and then we would put the bed sheet over it. Protect yourself, because if you don't have enough money for multiple suits, what I would do is I would have a Santa-ish blanket. It could be red and white, you know, or it could be the same material as your suit, right, with the white border. Stick a waterproof barrier within it. Put that on your lap and go, you get to sit on Santa's lap on my special Santa rug, and have them hop on there. This way, if they take a leak, you're okay. Don't ever pass up milk and cookies, especially chocolate chip. Now, I know some of you Santas out there are diabetics. Okay, I don't know if you need to load up on the insulin. I don't know what you need to do, but if you are taking on the Santa job, it's going to be very difficult to ignore the cookies and the milk. Okay, when a kid gives you something, you got to put it in the mouth. Remember, these are kids. Remember the first time you made your parents the most disgusting cake in the world, or the disgusting meal, and you gave it to your parents and they didn't want to eat it, and remember how bad you felt? Santa will always eat cookies. Now, you know, I understand, you know, in this day and age, people could be drugging the cookies. You know, there could be marijuana in the cookies. It could be, I understand that. You know, maybe that's attractive to some of you. Maybe it's not. But just at least put it in your mouth and pretend. Okay? USA Today says, don't forget to ask yourself, what would Santa do? Remember, you're playing a part. Even though you don't have acting training, you're being an actor. And they say, never miss an event because of a snowstorm. Remember, Santa's sleigh is unstoppable. If you live in a town where Christmas is usually whited out and it's going to be difficult for you to get to the party or where you need to get to or the mall, make sure you got the chains. Make sure you're ready. Okay? Just don't miss this gig. It's a good gig. Whew. All right. When we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Christmas Carol. By candlelight, please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Dawn working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Well, the world's oldest person has died at age 116. Bessie Cooper died peacefully yesterday afternoon in Monroe, Georgia. She was in a nursing home. Living about 45 miles east of Atlanta. Cooper's son, Sydney, said his mother had been ill recently with a stomach virus, then felt better on Monday. On Tuesday, she had her hair set and watched a Christmas video, but had some trouble breathing. She was put on oxygen in her room and died at about 2 p.m. They said her hair was all fixed up and she looked like she was ready to go somewhere. Bessie Cooper was declared the world's oldest person January 2011. In May 2011, Guinness World Records learned that Marina Gomez Valentina of Brazil was actually 48 days older. So Maria Gomez Valentin actually was the world's oldest person, but then died the next month in June 2011. So Bessie Cooper had the title. Of course, you know, the Sun had said, well, actually, Robert Young, Guinness Senior Consultant for Gerontology, recalls meeting Cooper when she was 111 years old and was doing really well, was able to read books, was very mentally agile. They say last year on Cooper's 115th birthday, she celebrated with friends and relatives, had two slivers of cake, and was serenaded by a musician from Nashville who sang Tennessee Waltz. This is so cool. The father said they're going to likely, I'm sorry, Sydney, the son said they will likely hold a funeral for his mother later in the week. I guess she was the first Georgian to ever hold the record. She was born in Tennessee and moved to Georgia during World War I to look for work as a teacher. Now, the next oldest person is 115-year-old Diana Manfredini of Johnston, Iowa. The oldest known person, however, of all time was a French woman who lived to 122 years old, Jeanine Calment. She died in 1997. 122 years old. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of French, a study came out saying Frenchmen are not producing as much sperm. And this could actually be translated to many people of multiple countries, how our sperm production could be going down and the sperm quality could be going down. Researchers found between 1989 and 2005, the number of sperm in 1 millimeter of the average 35-year-old Frenchman's semen fell from 74 million to about 50 million. Now, it's still way over the amount you need. We want 15 million sperm per milliliter, but still, that's a huge drop. All right, and they say if it continues to decrease, we could, you know, possibly have problems with infertility later. This is Grace Santola, president of the Society for Male Reproduction and Urology in Birmingham, Alabama. Yes, there is an actual society for male reproduction and urology. I don't think I'd want to be president, but I sure as heck would be, you know, love to be in charge of, you know, fundraising, decor. I think that would be a fun job. Anyway, she said the French aren't the only ones to be concerned. A decline in male reproduction endpoints, which is basically a decline in sperm, has been suspected for several decades and is still debated all around the world. They say geographical differences have been observed between countries and between areas inside countries. This is in the article Human Reproduction. They basically found sperm counts in Israel, India, New Zealand, Tunisia. So what does that mean? Well, you know, we already have a fertility issue growing because we have many women putting off having kids till they're older. You know, you're most fertile, you know, right after puberty. So, you know, women used to, in the olden days, have children when they were 13, 14, 15, 16, et cetera. Well, children had puberty later. So many of times you were going through your period at age 14, 15. So it wasn't that uncommon for you to be pregnant when you were 16. You know, you would be married and, you know, or married off, or there'd be dowries and all sorts of stuff. But nowadays, kids are in high school, and we hope they don't get pregnant. Then, you know, some of them go off to college, some of them get a job, some of them start a career, and many women aren't starting their families till their late 20s, 30s, even some in their 40s. So we already have the delay in women deciding to get pregnant as an issue. Couple that with men losing their sperm and losing the ability of their sperm to impregnate, that's a pretty serious stuff. They say over the 16-year period, researchers found there was a 2% annual decrease in the number of sperm in 1 millimeter of the man's average man's semen. I am so sorry. I really don't know who sat there and counted, to be honest. I guess somebody gets that job. They said the researchers also found there was an increase in the number of abnormally shaped sperm over the study period. See, I keep on thinking of that Simpsons cartoon. Remember that Simpsons cartoon where, gosh, I forget what the boss's name is. Mr. Smithers? No, Mr. Smithers is his manager. Well, basically, the boss looked at Mr. Smithers' sperm and looked at Homer's. Mr. Smithers' sperm was nice and moving regular and happy, and Homer's sperm was, you know, just kind of convoluted and banging each other in the head, going doh, and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so I keep on having that mental image in my mind where you have Mr. Smithers' sperm going nice in formation, you know, like an army would, and then you have Homer's sperm. It's so pretty funny stuff. But anyway, what's not funny is that men's sperm is going down and the quality of sperm. So I would, you know, definitely recommend, people kind of looking at factors that could affect sperm production, smoking, alcohol use. They're going to look at laptops still. Okay, remember we talked about how laptops could be frying men's testicles if they're sitting on the lap? Well, we call them laptops. They're, you know, yeah. I mean, I have my laptop on a desktop because I don't want anything frying anything down there. And they're going to look at men's underwear, et cetera. You know, are the testicles too close to the body? See, here's the thing. Okay, remember, men used to let it hang years ago. Okay, they didn't have tidy whities back then. And so the testicle needs to be kind of cool. I mean, not cool as in dude, that's cool, but in terms of temperature cool. And unfortunately, with many men's underwear and women buying little Speedos for their spouses, when the testicle gets kind of grabbed up to the, you know, body cavity and just kind of, you know, held there, it can sometimes be overwarmed. So I don't know much about male French underwear. But if men aren't wearing boxers like they used to, that could be, you know, the issue right there. Personally, I told my husband to get boxer briefs. When I first met him, I'm like, no, I don't like underwear, you're wearing boxer briefs. And my kids love boxer briefs. So all the men in my family are in boxer briefs. I would even love to put a boxer brief on my cat because he goes potty too much in the potty box and it stinks up the house. But boxer briefs, because they look good and they give you a sense of protection. You know, you don't feel like you're dangling and going to get testicular torsion or something like that. You know, but sometimes it could be kind of tight. And that is an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of quality, people are having an issue with what some of our top stars are getting paid. And I believe this is Entertainment News, says Eddie Murphy, Katherine Heigl, and Reese Witherspoon are the world's most overpaid, Hollywood's most overpaid actors. They say Forbes has just released its list of Hollywood most overpaid actors, and Eddie Murphy tops the selection. What they did is they calculated every dollar Murphy was paid for his last three films and what these people returned, what the movie makers returned. So, for example, with Eddie Murphy, they only made $2.30 at the box office for every buck they paid Eddie Murphy. Now, obviously, that's not good because not all the money goes to the head star. You got production team, you got soundtrack, you got visual effects, you got costume, you got dolly grip. So if they only have a $2.30 working room, you know whatever those movies were, they went down. They think it's 1,000 words, Imagine That, Meet Dave, and Tower Heist. They're using those movies as examples of Eddie Murphy being overpaid to star in them. Katherine Heigl, they said she averages movies average $3.40 for every dollar she was paid. Again, not a lot. Katherine Heigl, though, she's not in very high-tech movies or movies with a lot of special effects. So I think they make a little bit more money on her. Reese Witherspoon comes third with an average of $3.90 return for every dollar she's paid. And then they also say Sandra Bullock, Jack Black, Denzel Washington, Nicolas Cage, Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, Sarah Jessica Parker, overpaid. The one person who isn't overpaid is Dr. Dahlia, which is very, very nice. Nobody has to worry about Dr. Dahlia being overpaid. but again, nobody's putting me in any of these movies. Why not? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Don, who's working the dials for us today. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and follow us on Facebook. So I guess a public nudity ban in San Francisco is going to, I guess, be up to the mayor. All right. Apparently, there's some pictures of people starting to rip off their clothes as the Board of Supervisors voted to send Mayor Ed Lee a piece of legislation that would ban public nudity in San Francisco. They said there was no discussion before the board's second largely perfunctory vote on the proposal by Supervisor Scott Weiner. But the minute the legislation passed, at least 6 people stripped down and began yelling insults at the boards. Of course, sheriff deputies, you see them in the pictures, quickly trying to cover naked women and men with blankets, hustling them out of the chamber. But one man warned that the vote would send the wrong message to children about their bodies and encourage anorexia, bulimia, and sexual intimacy issues. Really, all of us who've had to wear clothes when we went out in public, did we all become anorexic? I didn't. Did you all? Supervisor Jane Kim, who had voted against the proposal at its first hearing 2 weeks ago, voted in favor Tuesday, but asked if she could rescind and recast her vote. She said she was flustered after coming to the meeting late on the heels of negotiations of another piece of legislation and ultimately voted no. Okay, so are you telling me if you have a bad day, right, if you had a fight with your husband, if you have constipated, you're going to rush into a session and just vote? So she said she had to change her legislation or change her vote on the legislation. Lee is expected to sign it, which exempts nudity at private beaches, private property, and permitted special events, such as Beta Breakers or the Folsom Street Fair. It does not apply to children under five. So I guess your four-year-old could run around naked. Violators will be fined $100 for the first offense and $200 for the second in a 12-month period. Convictions under the proposed law wouldn't result in a sex offense, but a third offense could bring a $500 fine or a misdemeanor. They say nudists have already sued the city over the ban, only in San Francisco. If it is signed by the mayor, a judge will consider whether to block the law at a hearing scheduled for January 17th. See, again, I don't think the issue is so much people walking around naked and somebody getting into a car accident, you know, because they see somebody dangling. I think the issue is with public nudity, you don't have certain things covered up, and there's certain discharges that can come from certain orifices. And we're talking about three types of orifices that can leave things on public benches. One of the reasons why we wear clothes is to decrease transmission of certain diseases. Like, for example, let's say somebody has shingles and they have the open sores, okay? We tell them they could go to work as long as anything open is covered. All right, things have to be covered. Wounds have to be covered. Orifices, certain orifices that carry bacterial disease need to be covered. Now, somebody could argue, well, Dr. Dahlia, then people should cover their nose and mouth. You got a point, but the only problem is they breathe. Okay, you're right. People spread germs from breathing, from, you know, mouth breath, nasal breath. You're right, people do spread germs or spit, etc. But mouths and noses usually aren't sitting on the public benches where kids sit there and put their toys and drop their candy on and then quickly put it in the mouth before parents see. So I know for some of you that sounds disgusting, but, I mean, keep in mind, this is it's a cleanliness issue. Okay? I mean, somebody wants to go to a beach, and I mean, honestly, I don't have a problem with that. If I'm at a public beach, and somebody doesn't want tan lines, and they take off their bathing suit to avoid tan lines, I don't have a problem with that. Because my kid is not, I mean, I could just tell my kid, don't look over there or whatever. I don't have a problem with that. But like I said, it's, you know, them sitting on public things. It's an issue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting. They say neurostimulation allowed a paralyzed athlete to walk down the aisle at the wedding. Apparently, Friday the 13th in 1998, 26-year-old Jennifer French went on a midnight snowboarding run with some friends on a New England mountain. Everyone made it to the bottom of the slope except her. She hit a patch of ice and couldn't move. She's now 41 years old, lives in St. Petersburg, Florida. Her boyfriend at the time and current husband, Tim French, soon became concerned about her absence, went up the mountain to find her. Once he discovered her in the snow, he ran for help as fast as he could. It took a couple snowmobiles to get French out of the embankment and to an ambulance. Okay, for French, it was a blur. For the husband, he remembers this clearly. Apparently, she was awake, but she was in shock. Surgeons confirmed the next day that she had a spinal cord injury at the base of her neck. The injury was incomplete. She's a quadriplegic, was able to still live, but she is paralyzed from her chest down. She still can feel something in her leg. She can feel some pain and touch, but doesn't have control of her legs. She can still use her arms, has some hand impairment. Now, this was difficult, obviously, for her, as it would be for difficult for everybody. And usually with spinal cord injuries, many other things could ensue because they're not moving around. They could get osteoporosis. They could lose muscle. They could get heart disease, blood clots, etc. Now, from what I understand, FES Center, let me see who gets credit for this. I believe it was at Case Western. Jen is in a research program at Case Western that is looking at her case to bring the technology that will allow her to stand and have trunk control. And from what I understand, she received implantable neuroprostheses. And these implantable neuroprostheses restored a little bit of function to her lower extremities. So somebody could basically, stimulate the implant and cause her quads, hamstrings, glutes, lower back to move. And let me see where the happy ending is. Apparently, the electrodes deliver small pulses of current to the muscles. These pulses are in milliamps, which are thousands of amps, a thousandth of an amp. They send pulses to the nerves. And then when they're received by the nerves, hopefully things will move after that. It's a lot more complicated than that. All right. But the system has allowed her to become more mobile and flexible in her day-to-day life. And she was able to walk down the aisle at her wedding. When was her wedding? Trying to see when her wedding was. They don't say. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. That is way, way cool. You know, they're also trying to work on these, fathom limbs. People who lost a limb, to trick the brain into, working a prosthetic limb like a robot. There are so many cool things around the bend. I'm excited. Another cool thing around the bend that we were talking about earlier today, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They're working on a breath test for colon cancer. Many of us do not want to go in for a colonoscope. I have mine next week. Not looking forward to it. But they're coming up with a breath test. They have found that 76% of people that were studied had given off in their breath a distinct pattern of chemicals. And these chemicals were significant identified to be unique to colon cancer. Now, the study was just reported in the British Journal of Surgery today. But again, here's the thing. It only picked it up 76% of the time. So it's not the most highest sensitive test, but the highest sensitive test. But it's a start. If you could use a breath test to catch cancer, my only problem is at what stage are they finding it? Yeah, I come from a family where colon cancer kills because by the time it's found, it's late. And so will this breath test be good enough for a screen? So this is going to be interesting. We'll see where this goes. All right, guys, don't go away. We're on break. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember there was a third grade teacher who allegedly made his students rub his feet, and then I guess he was using a hammer to scare them. This was in Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, Brian Watts, 53 years old, was able to return back to class to teach after school officials said they took what they called appropriate disciplinary action. They didn't specify what that entailed, but apparently the teacher is allowed to go back to class and teach. They say the district has put measures in place so no appropriate actions can be taken by that teacher. Are they really hard up for teachers? They cannot elaborate on the disciplinary action because the state does not make public teachers' records. But they say school officials determined that Watts did not commit any criminal acts. Police began investigating the teacher Watts after the mother of one of his students reported some odd behavior that was taking place in class. Apparently, she complained that her daughter told her that the teacher asked students to rub his feet and back during movie time. That Watts told the class that they should not tell their parents about activities that happened in the classroom, and that Watts scared a student by hitting a hammer on the student's desk. The police also interviewed a school psychologist, school employee, and parents, and 8 former students of Watts. Police were unable to uncover any criminal acts. They did, though, find that there were multiple strange instances that took place in the classroom. See, okay, see, here's my problem. I mean, okay, again, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Okay, and I understand that. You know, it's just, if they could prove that he did something inappropriate, like have a student touch him, whether it be shoulder, whether it be feet, to me, that should be grounds. I mean, we're not saying there's sexual assault, but as far as I'm concerned, there should be some rules where students are not supposed to be told to touch teachers in certain ways. Now, I do understand that sometimes girls love to fix your hair. So, I mean, I was a teacher in Sunday school once, and they're like, oh, can I braid your hair, teacher? I'm like, fine, if you want to braid my hair. Okay, so I get how there's some fine lines. But if a teacher is asking a student for a massage, that should be a no-no. All right, from what we understand, I think Watts apparently threatened to resign and drafted a resignation letter. They say he apparently sent a notice about his resignation to the students as well. That's kind of weird. So I don't know. I don't think massage is important. The only thing is, okay, we're talking about third graders. I mean, they do understand the term massage. I mean, my kid is in fourth grade now. I think last year he would he knew, because I remember, you know, he'd say, Mommy, I need a neck massage, you know, and so I would massage his neck, and, you know, I mean, he understands about therapeutic massage, you know, his father, for crying out loud, is a chiropractor. But that is odd to have a kid massage an adult. It's just very, very odd. And when you have a teacher that does odd things, I would probably say put that teacher in an arena where he could be watched a little bit more and have maybe children that are a little less vulnerable. I would say maybe transfer that teacher to, high school, maybe shop. It just, something's not right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study came out today saying that people who stop tamoxifen after 5 years, which is recommended for breast cancer, maybe should extend it to 10 years. They say 10 years of tamoxifen saves lives. Now, I don't know if any of you have taken tamoxifen. From what I understand, it throws you into the worst menopause symptoms possible. And many of you cannot wait to get off your tamoxifen. But we do know that breast cancer can recur after treatment. And they said 3/4 of breast cancers are estrogen receptor positive, which is what tamoxifen can block. So this drug, tamoxifen, has been at the forefront of breast cancer treatment. And the latest study looked at, women, I believe 12,000 women who had early breast cancer. And they found that this one particular trial, although others in the past didn't, found that lives were saved if people took the tamoxifen longer. So, this is something you guys should talk to your doctors about. If you did suffer from breast cancer, you did go through a 5-year study, which is the mainstay. Being on it for 5 years, you may want to talk to them about increasing it or being on it longer. All I know is that is a real tough medication to stay on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The world's tallest woman has died at age 40 after losing battle with a tumor that actually caused her to grow a gigantic 7 feet 8 inches. Okay, this was the world's tallest woman, Yao Defen. Pretty lady, very tall. She died November 13th, born in 1972, but she had a pituitary gland tumor that caused giantism, my guess, growth hormone production. By the age of 15, she was about 2 meters tall. She was playing on her school's basketball team, fainted on court, had a medical examination. Doctors discovered the tumor, found it was releasing too much growth hormone, causing excessive growth in her bones. Now, she was 10 centimeters taller than Yao Ming, who is the, Chinese basketball player. All right. In 2006, The tumor was removed, and Yao finally stopped growing. But the tumor then returned the following year, and her family could not afford any more surgery. Unfortunately, the tumor probably must have grown and caused either brain herniation. They aren't going into too many details. But it's interesting. You know, remember we talked about this on the show, where people who are shorter usually have cardiovascular issues. People who are taller, more cancerous issues. And unfortunately, she was only 40 years old. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sign of growth hormone deficiency is where your child or your friend or family member is growing tall, starting to have very weird facial features, such that the tongue is becoming huge, the jaw is becoming big, the hands are becoming large. And it's a form of giantism. Now, many people that have growth hormone excess, when they do grow, when they do have it, it's sometimes not as dramatic as this patient that had just passed. But every now and then I have a patient, I go, gosh, his hands are big or his tongue is large. And we investigate, and it turns out that they have excess growth hormone. And that's just something that we find. And then there are ways to block it or surgically remove it. And that's what they do. Growth hormone deficiency could cause dwarfism, whereas growth hormone excess could cause giantism, which is what we call it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. They say two fishermen who were lost in Siberia are suspected of killing and eating their friend in order to survive. A fourth man is missing, and they also, I guess it is believed that he was murdered and cannibalized. Alexander Abudalev and Alexei Gradulenko were found by a rescue helicopter after surviving temperatures lower than minus 30 degrees Celsius for 3 months after going on a fishing trip. Police found the remains of one of their friends. His body was so hacked to pieces he could not be identified. They suspect that the two survivors could have killed and eaten their friend because of hunger. Both denied they had anything to do with his death. Looking at the body parts, it looked like he was cut to pieces. I don't want to go into too much detail. Very, very disgusting. But, I mean, wow. I mean, you know, we always say, you know, stay in numbers, stay together. Can you imagine half of the party deciding, you know what, we're going to eat you? And the other half not being, wow. Oh, crazy. Two survivors strongly denied killing their friends named Viktor Komarov, 47, and Andrei Krochin, 44, and said they claimed to have left them at a deserted gold digger's house when they tried to seek help. So they claim these guys just were murdered by somebody else or something else. I'm sure forensics will be able to tell. All right, guys, great day. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all make sure to be safe, and God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.